When browsing the internet, if you click on goodgivingguide.net, you'll find a list of nonprofit organizations participating in the Good Giving Guide Challenge. Among them is the Lexington Hearing and Speech Center. Executive Director Marcy Ansley hopes the online campaign will help her reach former students and their families who no longer live in Lexington.
It's definitely an area that we would like to increase because as our families are moving away or they have extended families outside of the area, we're seeing more through online giving. But I think this whole initiative might help transfer some of that over through our annual givers as well.
Ansley says the Hearing and Speech Center offers audiology services and speech therapy to preschoolers and on up. Ansley adds the challenge fits right into their mission.
It was another way for us to get our mission and our message out about who we are as an organization and if it can reach one other family or two other families to know that we're here, that is critical.
The Good Giving Guide Challenge is sponsored by the Bluegrass Community Foundation. It works with Central Kentucky Charities, providing them with expertise. Traditional fundraising campaigns work well with older donors, but Foundation CEO Lisa Atkins says this campaign targets younger people.
This is also an effort to reach out to younger donors who may be looking more for information and charitable giving opportunities online, and we think it's working.
A 2007 report by the Center on Philanthropy concluded nearly two-thirds of young people prefer the speed and convenience of online giving. The same study also reports young adults are less likely to contribute than middle-aged or elderly Americans. Besides taking the donation process online, Atkins says the challenge also provides donors with specific information on participating charities. Each agency must complete a questionnaire and is vetted before it joins the campaign.
We want to make giving accessible, simple, effective, and fun. And we think activities like the Good Giving Guide Challenge that have great incentives for nonprofits, but really fun incentives for donors, it's easy, it's quick, is a great way to do that.
The campaign also stages competitions. For instance, agencies can earn a bonus by attracting more donors than other nonprofits. Through the website, donors and nonprofits also track contributions. The Community Foundation president says security and privacy of online credit card donations is assured. Atkins adds donors may also contribute anonymously. Otherwise, donor information is shared only with the organization that benefits.
When a large number of donors contribute, when the whole community gets involved, a big impact can be made from lots of small gifts. And I think that's another thing that we're really excited about and encouraging the community to participate in for that reason.
The challenge also has a more traditional component. Using old-fashioned paper and ink, some 55,000 pamphlets have been printed and distributed. They also contain information about the participating nonprofits. Among them is Natasha's Bistro and Bar, which sponsors charity events in the Balagula Theater. By providing information to people before they donate, owner Natasha Williams says contributors can feel better about how their money will be spent.
Profiling of the nonprofits, which makes them extremely transparent, and, you know, transparency in nonprofits is one thing that is very important to have, and we don't always, or the public doesn't always know how to keep us accountable.
The Bluegrass Community Foundation reports donations have come in from more than half of the states in the country. Organizers are well over half the way toward a goal of $100,000. The minimum gift is $10, but one of the bigger donations was $1,000. There are already plans to stage a second Good Giving Challenge in 2012. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.